Like what you hear? Tell your friends. Thanks for listening to HRNradio.com.
Hello, this is Patricia Lemmer. Happy holidays. Today I have as my guest Bridget Shipman, and I am thrilled. Bridget and I are new friends. Welcome, Bridget.
Hi, thank you, Patty. I'm so happy to be here.
So Bridget is talking to us from Arkansas. I don't think I've ever had anybody from Arkansas, Bridget. You're my first.
That does not surprise me.
Nope. So Bridget is known for her Mother's Guide Through Autism podcast, and I was on her podcast talking about vision, and it's now available on my website and patricialemmer.com. And I'm so grateful to you, Bridget. You and your tech crew made that such an amazing podcast with resources for people to go to. And you have a really amazing crew working for you.
Thank you. Yes. Well, the crew consists of my son, Joseph, the reason why we're speaking today, and then Sai Kudel, who is my right hand. She does everything technical for me.
And
her and Joseph.
She's
both.
Terrific. She's really done an amazing job. So
yeah.
Joseph is now 28 years old, so you've done... been in these trenches a long, long time.
I have, and so much has changed, and then there's not enough that has changed, if that
right.
makes sense.
Isn't that interesting? So Joseph is working for you.
He works for me part-time. His main job is at a local radio station, but, yeah, he and I started this together. I had a conversation with him, when you go back to the first few episodes of our podcast, we tell the story, but I had the universe, I guess, the calling gods, all these little things happening in my life that kept
messages sent to you by the universe.
Yeah. I had... that I haven't spoken to in years come up and ask me, you know, what I was doing with autism now. I was a big advocate in the 90s for our area where I live. And I had a lady that just randomly came up to me. I went to high school with her daughter and had made me a beautiful picture that said has autism, the puzzle piece in it, and she made it just for me to thank me. And this was when I was coaching in the health and wellness area when I first became a life coach, and I just kept getting these messages like that, and I thought, okay, Bridget, maybe we need to shift gears here.
So take me back to... how old was Joseph when you were aware that he might have autism?
Well, it's one of those things where a mother, my background is education. I was a teacher for 20 plus years and an administrator, so I was very familiar with with where kids should be, you know, since I was a teacher. And he, in my thought, and he is a genius. He had a 60-word vocabulary when he was 6 months old. And I was one of those moms that wrote everything down, documented everything. And I didn't really suspect that there was something till he was probably about two. And then I started thinking to myself, and I remember looking at my husband, and I said, you know, I heard about this thing called autism when I was going to college to get my education degree, and I thought, do you think he might be autistic? And we looked at each other so hard, and then we went, nah. We went right nope. into that denial. He's too smart. He's no. So then he was not diagnosed until he was he was almost 3 and a half, not quite. But
so his first clues were subtle.
Very subtle, because he, what I saw was just somebody who was extremely talented and gifted. I mean, he carved things out of soap. I still have those things, by the way. He would, he was just so interactive with me, which was the key element to really suspecting Joseph's autism, was when his vocabulary never turned into sentences.
Oh.
He had one word, very echolalic. We called it video talk. He would use phrases from the Disney videos that he
loved.
Oh,
that's so common, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
And so, did he have any health issues also?
No, we were fortunate with that. Now, he did develop allergies, which we took him, you know, what I didn't know, right?
Right.
So we just
So you didn't relate those to his autism?
Yeah, we did not. Absolutely
right.
not. And the irony in it all was our pediatrician adopted a son, and he was also on the spectrum.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so we didn't know, so we took him through a series of allergy shots that they were very common back then.
Right.
And again, this is in the 90s.
Right.
Yeah.
At what point did you quit your job and start down the path that you're on now, the being an advocate and a guide?
Right. So when Joseph was born, I was teaching first grade. My husband and I decided that we would make it work where I could stay home. And although our pocketbooks were tight, it was the best decision I had ever made. So I was home for 10 years.
Oh,
and then
okay.
I went back to teaching for another 15 years, and then I just recently left and entered the life coaching world 4 years ago.
Oh, so that's new. And
yes.
So, and you had another son. Is Joseph number one or two son?
Joseph is number one son, and I have, he is a brother who's 5 years younger, that is neurotypical. And so, yes, I have the two boys, and Joseph is the only one on the spectrum.
But you, when you quit teaching and started coaching, you were looking to help people through what you called life tsunamis. And you went through a good number of these tsunamis yourself. Tell us about those.
Yeah, I did. I did. I shared this with you earlier, but I have just finished a book about my life tsunamis. It's not published or anything, but it was a great experience for me because it gave me great reflection to be able to help other people. My life tsunamis, I got hit with quite a few, and autism was the first tsunami that I had experienced. And before that, you know, I didn't really have any major, I was one of those lucky people. I didn't have any life tsunamis or traumas hit me until that diagnosis of autism. And it was life-altering and all-consuming. And the level of pain, I believe, that was my first experience with true hardship and my heart breaking.
Wow. And what was that?
Well, the fact that when I first heard that diagnosis, it was what we were told was that he would you know, all the things that he would not be able to do.
Right.
Versus what...
Oh, it's so wrong, isn't it, to tell parents that.
It's heartbreaking because it's the child that you see before you becomes someone different, and you don't... I didn't know how to manage it. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know anything, and... It's such a painful experience, and that's one of the things that I keep hearing from moms now is that, you know, they do diagnose and you get some tips, but you really don't get a book that, except for yours, that
right.
It manages and tells you, okay, here's what you do. You know, you're just kind of, it's like somebody dropped me off in the middle of the desert and I had no way of getting home.
With no guidance, no compass.
No, none.
Mm-mm. And so what did you do? How did you get help?
Well, what I did was I just decided that my son... Everything that they said he would not be able to do, I decided, yes, he would. He would go to school. He would talk someday. He would do whatever. I would do whatever it took. And I just really, I felt like I was in a safari, like almost like I had to find one little piece at a time to
uh-huh.
try and help my son.
That's
and
the way you put the puzzle searching. Together, isn't it? One piece at a time.
Yes, and it's consuming, and back then, you know, there wasn't as much information.
Right.
Which
there was no internet that worked like it does today with a click of a mouse.
Exactly. So I just started searching. I just started looking and trying to find anything that I could find. The one thing that I did have that was a lifesaver was a huge support system. I had, my husband was on board. My family was on board.
Oh,
I had friends that were, loved Joseph so much. You know, he was kind of the first child in our group, in our friends group. And so everybody just kind of supported us on this journey. So I was really lucky that way.
You sure were. And so you didn't have some of the emotional stressors or financial stressors that other families have had?
The stress I did have as far as the pain, I didn't know how to help my son. There was that part of it, of course.
Right.
But the financial, we managed. So, yes, we did have some support, but, you know, then insurance didn't cover anything. It was anything that we did was out of pocket.
Right. So then were there other tsunamis that hit you?
Oh, yes. That was the first. The next, my husband, he started struggling. He was never diagnosed with anything, but I could see depression. I could see mental illness with him. He just started struggling, and
well,
as a result, now my husband and I go way, we went way back. He was we were high school sweethearts, and we were very close. We were best friends, and when this behavior, his mental illness started kicking in, and when I say that, he wasn't diagnosed with anything. It is me witnessing it and me now understanding what
with
I was
2020
witnessing.
Hindsight.
Yeah. And as a result, we divorced, and soon after the divorce, he was in a very serious motorcycle accident. Then he did pass away 2 years later.
Oh, wow.
I became, you know, I was really a single mom from the time we were divorced because he just didn't have the ability to take care of the boys. Well,
so your boys lost their father.
They did. That was another tsunami. And
right.
Then my youngest son became addicted to drugs. So we had that.
Oh my goodness, you've been through it.
Yeah. So there were many things that felt like as soon as I felt like I could bob up for air, I would get hit with another tsunami. And I also, on this journey, another life tsunami was before my husband had passed away. The boys were still little. I became a type 1 diabetic.
Oh my goodness.
And so I have a chronic illness that I deal with as well. And so,
that's unusual, isn't it, to become a type 1 diabetic that late in life?
Yeah, it really is. They were, and I was always, I thought I lived healthy, which I did. I exercised and ate right, but what I didn't deal with was the emotional side of my life.
You know, I have a relative who that same thing happened to, and she's written a marvelous book that I don't know if you know her. Her name is Rachel Zinman, Zinman. She lives in South Africa now, but she wrote a book about using yoga, and it's called Yoga and Diabetes. And she's a remarkable coach for people who have type 1 diabetes and how to use yoga to deal with the emotional component of it, and how she was in denial for such a long time and how she's embraced it. So
you're only the second
person I've ever heard of that had that issue. But somehow, Bridget, you have amazing resilience, and you've come out of this in an amazing way. How did you ever do that?
Well, I think part of it's my DNA, and part of it is just the spiritual journey that is part of the human condition. I really feel as though all these things that, although it was horrible, also got me to the other side, and I think at the end of the day, this is just absolutely what I'm meant to do. And as a teacher, my heart is about helping other people. So, I'm not the only one out there that has turned their pain into something good. I didn't want my pain to be wasted. That was the thing I kept telling myself, is like, oh my gosh, when I went through the life coaching program, they're like, well, what hardships have you been through? And I'm like, well, a lot. So, do I become a life coach for type 1s? Do I become an autism coach? Do I become, help parents through drug addiction? I mean, pick one, Bridget. And so, I just started with the health and wellness area, and then I'm so passionate about helping people. I think that's how I got to where I'm at today. It's just simply serving.
It's amazing. When I think of you as so heartfelt, and that you really followed your heart into this Martha Beth Life Coach training program. And when you told me about Martha Beck, it sort of rang a bell with me, but I couldn't place her. And then you helped me remember that she and her husband were the author of this book called Expecting Adam, which was such a life-changing book for so many people when they found out that they were expecting a child when they were in graduate school who was going to be Down syndrome. And here they were, Harvard graduate students. Martha went to Harvard for 3 degrees, and now she was going to have a child who was going to be cognitively impaired. What should they do? And it almost reads like a mystery as they try to decide whether to keep this child in their pregnancy or not. And obviously they did, and how it was life-changing to them. But it's a beautifully written book. And then she, like you, went on to help others. So I'd like to know more about this Martha Beck Life Coach, and I'm sure our listeners would like to know, too. How did you even find her?
Well, I believe in divine intervention, and although when you listen to my story and you're thinking, geez, you know, that all those tsunamis, that's not divine intervention, but in fact it is. I am an Oprah Winfrey fan. I love her Super Soul Sunday show. I love all the things that she brings, because it requires thinking and healing. And so
right.
Martha Beck, right, she wrote an article in the O magazine,
uh-huh.
and I started reading her articles, and I loved how she was teaching and taking things that are painful and somehow turning it into humor. They were humorous, and then it gave me an aha. Every article I read, I was like, wow, man, I didn't even think of it that way.
How to make lemonade out of lemons.
Yes. How to take those big, beautiful lemons and turn them into something that's beautiful and sweet.
This sounds wonderful, Bridget. We have to take a little break here, but when we come back, maybe you can tell us more about your coaching. You're listening to the Autism Detectives. This is Patricia Lemmer, and my guest today is Bridget Shipman. We'll be right back.
Timeless information for your self-care and health. HRNradio.com.
Welcome back. This is Patricia Lemmer, and you're listening to Bridget Shipman on the Autism Detectives. Bridget, your story is so inspiring that you took these tsunamis, these horrible things that happened to you, instead of saying, poor me, and burying your head. Somehow you found resilience and joy and gratitude, and not only kept on moving yourself, but are inspiring other people. Tell us about this life coach training program you took and how it changed you.
Oh, yes, I would love to. The reason I became a teacher was because I just wanted to help kids. So when I heard about this life coaching profession, I realized that, wow, that is so cool, because that's the best part of what I loved about being a teacher, was getting that one-on-one
right.
time with the kids. Or I wrote a curriculum about life skills and how to help kids manage their own emotions, and it just felt like this life coaching thing that I heard about was my next step. It was my next move about what I love to do as a teacher. And then when I found out that Martha Beck, as I had said previously, was the author of the wonderful books. She has so many that are so helpful out there. And read her articles in the Elle magazine and found out she has a life coaching program. I
uh-huh.
was so excited.
You jumped all over it, huh?
Oh, yeah. And I remember the day, because I really didn't have the money to do it. But I was called to it. I thought, you know what? I'm going to figure it out. I can feel that this is what I need to do. I clicked the button, and I literally felt like a little girl, like I could have just started running down the street because
how awesome.
I was so excited.
Now, that was how many years ago?
Let's see. I did her program for about 2 years. I was certified, so 6 years ago.
Uh-huh. So this was when you could do it in person, or did you do it online?
This was all online.
It was.
I did get to meet Martha Beck.
We
went to California. We had a meet and greet, and I do have a picture up in my home office of my cohort, and we are with Martha. And the reason I chose that life coaching program was because, first of all, of what she was so authentic, and I've always loved butterflies, and she has a program that's based on the metamorphosis of a butterfly, and what she does is she is so highly intelligent. She takes the science, you know, she has a PhD in sociology from Harvard, so she takes the science pieces, and then she relates it into the human condition. So you get
all aspects of it, don't you?
Yeah, a little woo-woo, but also the factual pieces and the science part of why our bodies do what they do, what you know your body does when it's in fight and flight, what the four squares or the metamorphosis is that your body goes through, and how you can help people get through each of the metamorphoses, and at the end, you know, fly out of your
emerge as a butterfly.
Yes.
Yep. She's all about change and how everything changes and how we have to adapt to change. And I wrote about this years ago. I did an article about change that it's a subject that fascinates me. I think that article is still available on the Developmental Delay Resources website, which is devdelay.org, if anybody wants to look it up. So you changed, your mindset changed, your actions changed, your son changed, everything changed, right?
Yes, and everything changed whether I asked for it to or not. And so tsunamis were, for me, the knocks upside the heads of life that said, you know, maybe there's more to this life thing. Maybe it's how you handle life versus what you want life to do for you, right?
Right.
So it's a perspective. It's a shift in how we handle our lives. And, you know, change is inevitable. We all know change is going to happen. There's no way. We're always in one of the phases of the metamorphosis of the butterfly.
And it's how we adapt to that change, whether we're fighting it, kicking and screaming, or whether we can adapt to it and adapt in positive ways instead of negative ways such as anxiety and depression and panic. So how did you do that? How did you get to joy and gratitude? And then how do you help other people do that?
Well, I always tell my clients, you know, I wouldn't be a powerful life coach if I wasn't coached by powerful coaches, right? So I've been coached. I've been through the experience, and Martha Beck offers so many great tools that helps us take our clients depending on what stage of the metamorphosis they're in. For example, if you're in pain or grief, which we all experience, you know, what are the tools for that? So the first thing is, you know, giving yourself the permission. I gave myself permission to live an authentic life. You know, I just said, I can keep on this track, although it doesn't feel right to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's making me not feel well emotionally, because when we don't feel well emotionally, it hits us everywhere. Our physical bodies break down. There's so much science behind that piece.
Now, how did that change your interaction with or Joseph? How did it change what was happening with Joseph?
I think the big piece of my metamorphosis and becoming and living within my gratitude was that it changed the energy, it changed the family dynamic, it changed how we interacted, because with Joseph, you know, he's my, and I say this a lot, he's my best life teacher.
Your what life teacher?
He's my best life teacher.
Your best one. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Our kids are our teachers, that's for sure.
Yeah. My other son is as well, and he, of course, he's quite a bit younger than Joseph, but what Joseph brings is he has these beautiful, profound one-liners. just when you don't think he's paying attention or that he has any idea of what is, he comes up with one-liners like, Mom, it's, for example, my life lesson is letting go. Who told me that? My son, Joseph. He's so wonderful.
Fantastic. Bridget, I'm loving this interview with you. Let's take another little break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to The Autism Detectives, and my guest today is Bridget Shipman. Stay tuned.
Give yourself some love with our self-care programs at hrnradio.com.
Welcome back. This is Patricia Lemmer, and you're listening to The Autism Detectives. My guest today, Bridget Shipman, is the author of the Mother's Guide Through Autism podcast. And, Bridget, how do people listen to you? When are you on, and how often are you on, and how do they get to you?
Yes, so we try to release new podcasts each week. And as you had mentioned, you were our latest release that we just did, which was an awesome interview.
Thank you.
About vision. And we release them about once a week, but you can go to Apple, Spotify. You can go to my website, dmvlifecoach.com, and listen to all of them. So pretty much anywhere that you can listen to a podcast, you can listen to Mother's Guide podcast.
Tell your website again.
It's B as in Bridget, M as in Margaret, and V as in Victor or Voltrauer. It's my initials from my maiden name.
BMV.
So, BMV, lifecoach.com.
Okay. And are the old podcasts archived? Can people
yes.
go there, or do they have to listen right away?
No, they're archived.
And they stay up, and you can choose one, or and you do each week, you do one?
Yes.
So what are some of the others that you've done that might be of interest to our listeners? Mine is on vision issues and autism, and Bridget and I had a wonderful discussion about how vision affects all aspects of behavior, and not so unusual, Bridget was not so familiar with this area, which is why it's my passion to keep talking on podcasts and webinars to get the word out about vision.
Yeah. So everything that we do is an effort to inspire, to offer hope, and to educate and give resources and knowledge to parents and moms specifically. The reason it's called Mother's Guide Through Autism is because as a mother, we are the tour guide of our children. And
right.
The only reason I say that is because my son told me so. So we left off with Joseph's one-liners, and the beautiful thing is Joseph named this podcast. He's the one that said, when I asked him, Joseph, what am I to you? And he said, well, and he kind of rubbed his chin. He said, I don't know. And I said, well, that's okay, you know. He said, nothing. And then he waited a few more seconds, and then he said, well, you're more like a wise old man on a mountain with a big, long, white beard. And I thought, interesting. Okay, cool. So I'm like a wise man. That's cool, like a mentor. And then he said, no. He said, you're my tour guide. You're my tour guide in my life. You show me how to do things.
Isn't that beautiful? So that's where you got it, the guide, the mother's guide.
Yeah. So in Mother's Guide Through Autism, that is exactly what I'm hoping this offers to anyone who listens to it, is to just know that everything's going to be okay on this journey of autism. You have, first of all, knowledge is power, so we offer that. But then also the emotional pieces to it of how to help yourself on this journey, because it is a journey. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. And like you had mentioned, I've been doing this 28 years, and it is such a life experience. And I want anyone who listens to it to walk away with each episode and go, oh my, to have a small aha, whether it's for themselves spiritually to heal their hearts, or whether it's like I had with your interview where I was like, wow, I had no idea that that's why Joseph did what he did as far as his vision went, you know. So can you
tell us about some past podcasts that are on your archives that maybe some of our listeners would be interested in?
Absolutely. Well, there's that, what I just explained, why we called it Mother's Guide. There are wonderful therapists that have been on the episodes, music therapy. I know there's so many different therapies out there, and which one do you pick?
Of course, the candy store.
A wonderful episode with, because I like to do the early intervention. There are so many of those on there, but also transitioning into adulthood.
Right.
So there's a wonderful episode about in how to, where do we go when school's finished? Like, how do we get our kids employed? How do we find what their passions are? Lots of episodes on that.
That's so important. And I added a couple of chapters on that when I revised my book to the new version of Outsmarting Autism.
Mm-hmm. So there's something for everybody. I know we're young. We've only been doing this a little over a year, but we have about 48 episodes. Not all of them have been released, but I feel as though each episode brings its own piece of the puzzle for everyone.
I got to you through Joy Newman, who is a perceptual motor therapist in Maryland, and I've known Joy for a long time, and she is kind of a hybrid between an occupational therapist and an optometrist, where she works on movement activities to enhance both motor skills and vision skills. Has she been on yet, or that's
Joy
just coming up?
That episode, and Joy Newman and Carol, I call...
Carol Kranowitz, they're working together on some great new books for the out-of-sync child.
Yes, Carol has been a guest, and Joy's episode on movement, it's such a powerful episode, will be released this Friday, December 11th.
Okay.
And you can check us out. I have a private Facebook group called Mother's Guide Through Autism, where you can join that private group. It gives all this information, and we have discussions, and we support each other. You can go, again, to the website, the MV Life Coach, and you can listen to Joy and your interview and Carol's interview, Apple, Spotify. That episode is really powerful, too. I've learned so much, and I've been doing this for 28 years, and I have to say that you never stop learning. There's always something to learn about your child.
And that's why I love doing these interviews, because I learn, too. I learn a lot about how to support mothers and what their concerns are and how I can be a better guide to them in the work that I do.
Yes, and so thank you for that. I appreciate you. I appreciate, you know, what I think is so beautiful is along this journey, I have met people like you and Joy and Carol and so many of you out there. Some of you are moms. Some you're just doing this because you're good at it, and you're helping us find our way through this journey of autism. So thanks from all the parents and moms.
You're welcome. So, Bridget, we're going to take another break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to The Autism Detective. Stay tuned.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to The Autism Detective. This is Patricia Lemmer, and my guest today is Bridget Shipman. She's wears a lot of hats. She's a mom and a teacher and a coach and a writer of a book that hopefully we're going to get published soon. I'm trying to guide Bridget to a possible publisher, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed on that, Bridget. I don't know where you are on it. But
well, I don't either. They're reading it. That's all I know.
Okay, well, we'll hope that we have a publisher soon. Bridget, talk to us some more. Thank you for being appreciative of those of us who've done this work in terms of practitioners for such a long time. Many of us that I know are retiring, and there's a whole new generation like you who are picking up where we left off. And so you are fortunate that there's so much more information out there, and there's also so many new ways that you can get information out. These virtual conferences and virtual these Zoom meetings in this time of COVID, it is really, there are magical ways of getting the information to parents. Tell us some of the things that you're doing.
Yeah, I would love to. So some of the things that I'm doing is the podcast that we just talked about, but I am also going to be offering a group coaching program. I do one-on-one coaching, and I have a one-on-one coaching program. So if you go to my website, you can find that information there. But this group coaching program is new. I'm really excited about it because when I was in education, I wrote curriculum. And so this is taking me back to my educational roots. So I'm really excited about the program, and it's called Living Upside Down to Bright Side Up.
Oh, I love that.
Navigating autism moms on our journey, and it's about transformation. It's about the whole mom. When I was in the classroom, I talked to the whole child, all of the kids, you know, not just a little piece of you, but all of you. And it's, so this program is 7 weeks, and it's going to take the autism mom through the pain, the fear, I feel like I'm looking at the world upside down, and how can I get myself right side up again? So I'm going to offer coaching tools. It's a group coaching program, and I'm going to have lots of great opportunities for moms out there. If you're feeling upside down and you're trying to navigate, that you don't quite know which direction to head in, that's why I developed this program.
Now, is it for moms of kids with autism? It's not for people who want to be a coach.
No, this is for autism moms. This is strictly to help autism moms navigate. And what I've learned so far in coaching autism moms is the majority of the moms want to find out how to carve out time for themselves. They have no idea.
Right.
How to carve that out.
They almost feel guilty doing that, don't they?
Yes. Yes. And so if we can get to a more balanced lifestyle, then we're going to be able to help our kids better. It's just that simple. Although it sounds simple, it's what I have found as I've become an autism mom coach, is that moms don't know how to do that part of it. We're pretty good about finding out all this information, but then once we have it, it's like, now what? Now what do I do? You know, how do I find joy and happiness and celebrate life and, you know, find the humor in it again? Because when you're in that place of pain, it's very difficult to imagine being happy again.
So, Bridget, tell your website again. It's B like boy, M like Mary, V like Victor.
Yes, BMVLifeCoach.com.
LifeCoach.com. And they can sign up, and it's 7 weeks. When does it start?
I'll be opening my doors. I'm going to do a free webinar mid-January. So if you'll join Mother's Guide Through Autism Facebook group, it's a private group. I'll I have information there. I would love for anyone listening to go to bridget.shipman@gmail.com. I'd love for you to go to the website and sign up for my email list.
Oh, good.
Because if you sign up for the email list, then you get all these notices. You'll get the early bird. I'm going to be doing discounts for the program, and I'll be doing free webinars so you can learn more about the program before you sign up, and you get that all through my email list and the private Facebook group. And also, I have another Facebook group, BMV Facebook group. And so you can ask to join that, and you get information there as well.
All right. I want to spell your first and last name for your email. It's B-R-I-G-I-T-T-E, right?
Yes.
.shipman, S-H-I-P-M-A-N, @gmail.com.
Correct. Yep, that's it.
Okay. How often do you update your Facebook group? Pretty often.
Every day. Yeah, the private Facebook group, Mother's Guide Through Autism, is a constant conversation. So whether
isn't that
I'm
great? So moms share information.
You bet.
Well, that's great. And then do you chime in too?
I do. Uh-huh. I chime in. I post. I let them know what's going on. And then as they're posting things, I make sure that I check it and I offer support, because that's what it's for. We support each other. We have conversations within that group, and we share knowledge.
Amazing. So you're going to do an introductory free webinar on January what?
It's going to be mid-January, so I hate to shout out a date. But
okay, so sometime in mid-January, it'll be announced on the Facebook page.
Oh, yeah, I'll be promoting that. So if you start following me on Facebook, join my email list, you will have plenty of notice to join that free webinar.
Okay, and then do you have any idea when the actual coaching program will start?
Yes, I'll be starting that at the end of January, and it'll go through the beginning of March.
And it'll be once a week?
I will meet in the group. The teaching, the content, and the group coaching will be once a week, and then I'll have a Facebook group set up, and we will have support, ongoing support throughout the whole program.
Oh, great. So you can really do people from all over the world. There's no geographical boundaries to this.
No, it's wonderful. It is all online, and anybody can join. I love that whether you sign up for the webinar, and hopefully you'll do the group coaching, because I know it's beneficial. Or the one-on-one coaching. It's transformational. You will leave with a toolkit. But the big thing that I love to hear from the clients that I've coached before is they leave with hope and inspiration. And so
we all need that today, don't we?
Yeah. We have three things. You can go listen to the podcast, join the Facebook groups, and join the email list, because I also have a blog that you will get coaching tips through the blog as well.
Bridget, I'm so impressed. This has been so much fun interviewing you. We're going to take a little break and just come back for our 1 minute wrap up.
Radio Your Way. HealthyLife.net.
So, Bridget, this has been just a wonderful interview, and let's have your website again. Is B like Bridget, M like Mary, V like Victor, coaching?
BMVLifeCoach.com.
LifeCoach.com. And your email is Bridget, spelled B-R-I-G-I-T-T-E, dot Shipman, S-H-I-P-M-A-N, at gmail.com. And go to the Facebook group for Mother's Guide Through Autism podcast. Bridget, good luck to you. It's been wonderful. Thank you so much for the interview you did with me and for doing this one for the Autism Detectives. So have a good holiday, and we'll see you soon.